Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Let's talk about the future of smart integration into the controls of smart devices that we have, intelligent building and management systems, when we think of not only our residential living spaces, but also our commercial property developments. These have big implications for us in terms of convenience, but also in terms of savings, of environmental concerns, and how we are designing our buildings and running our buildings in the 21st century. Franklin Tang is joining us, the CEO of Habitap.
Thanks, Glenn. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, our pleasure. And Franklin, tell us about Habitap and what you do.
Habitap is a smart living platform that combines three key elements into a mobile app, an integrated mobile app, so you could have a seamless user experience, be it whether you're at home or in the office. So the first thing we do is we aggregate or we combine all controls for various brands of smart devices into a single mobile app. And that makes it very easy for you to use the various smart devices, because you don't want to have one app for every device.
Yeah, has that been a problem? I mean, if these devices don't necessarily talk to each other, right, if they're made by different manufacturers?
Yeah, so that's the problem in the market. In Singapore especially, we are not quite used to the concept of a DIY, do it yourself. Mm. Whereas a lot of the device manufacturers, they have built devices to be DIY. And the other challenge really is about the proliferation of so many smart devices that it can sometimes become really confusing for users like yourself and me to be able to set up these smart devices and then having to use one single mobile app for each device, and that really gets very, very complicated.
Yeah, so your app brings them all together.
Yep, so our app, leave that integration to us, select your devices, use our app, and it connects to all these other brands. We're quite exhaustive in the list of brands in the market, and you should be able to put together quite a nice, fancy smart home just using our app.
You know what I think about this? This makes me think about the universal remote control that was big about 20 years ago when that first came out. You know, we could get rid of the five different remotes we had for the VCR and the DVD and all that, and the TV, of course, and just run them into one. Is it kind of similar to that concept?
Yeah, Glenn, you're really funny. Yeah, because
I know I'm really old when I say that.
That's exactly the slide that I use. So 5 years ago, when I launched Habitap, I used a slide, and the slide was this concept of a universal remote.
Yeah.
and combining all that app into just one single app. So you hit the nail on the head, and that's precisely what we do. Like, we take away all that complexity for you, and we're essentially a universal remote that you use. Whether you live or you work in a certain location.
Perfect. Finally, my advanced age comes into play and actually helps a conversation instead of hurting it. That's great. We had a quick question before we go forward. Mike Ang is on with us on Facebook Live. While you can use Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, what if there is a power failure on some of these devices?
Well, I think we have to expect that there will be power failures. And so every device has got its manual function. So if you've experienced a power failure, for example, with the door lock, a digital door lock, you would still be able to use it using a PIN code or an access card to just get through that lock. Well, if all else fails, meaning you don't even have any battery life on it, you could just use a manual key to unlock that door. Right? So there will always be a manual override for every of these smart devices.
So we still got to keep a key with us. Darn it, I was hoping to get rid of that key, well, but anyway.
You should keep it with someone else.
Right, exactly. Let's talk about how smart technology is making homes better. I mean, we think of light switches. We think of remote control on air conditioners. We can turn the aircon on, you know, 20 minutes before we arrive home, you know, things like that. What is the breadth of what we're able to now control and how we're able to make our homes smart?
Well, I think with controls, that's always been a way that consumers identify smart. But I think moving forward, we've progressed in terms of IT savviness, we've progressed in terms of technology adoption as individuals, because even during the COVID-19 pandemic right now, we have all become masters of scanning QR codes.
Mm.
So I think in terms of using smart controls, we are generally savvy. I think the biggest push, I think the next advancement in smart home technology will be that of artificial intelligence. Mm. So now that we've got our homes connected, We've got the ability to remotely control it. Think about it. What it would be like if your home was smart, truly smart, having an intelligence that would be able to preempt your needs. So we talk about air conditioning, and a lot of us, we want to escape the hot weather. We tend to turn on the AC even before we get home. And this has become a very standard function, and as many as 50% of our users actually use aircon controls outside of their home.
Yeah.
And now imagine this, if you had to do the same thing every day, and the home then says, hey, I know you don't like a hot house when you get home. Why don't we do that for you? We sense your location. We know that you're on the way home. We've studied your lifestyle. We've got that data. And just before you get home, we will switch on the aircon for you, and you don't have to think about doing that anymore. Huh. And so the home can really become a lot smarter than what it is today.
And so that when we look across, what are we actually controlling? What are most people controlling besides maybe aircon or heating if you're in a cold weather climate? What are people controlling now these days?
I think lighting controls, as well as setting up scenes at home, basically your window coverings, be it the blinds or curtains, having that very nice setting in terms of lighting. The other would be your AV equipment. So a lot of the AV devices, like your sound systems, they're either on Bluetooth or they're on Wi-Fi. A lot of televisions are now a lot smarter. So people are using the app. And I think the other dimension is now not only just using the app, right? We've got another feature which allows you to text your device. So imagine you have a concierge at home and your concierge, your butler, your personal butler is on WhatsApp. And you just text Habitat and say, hey, turn on the lights. And the butler is able to understand you in natural language. It's able to translate what you want and give you a menu of options. So I think the concept of smartness is going to transcend multiple channels, not just the mobile app. It's going to be on text messaging. It now is already on voice commands. So you could tell Google Home, hey, Google, turn on the lights, and Google will do that for you.
Yeah. Are we making progress on the security of these devices, frankly? Because this has been, you know, one of the concerns many people have. For example, Google, you know, Google's always listening, or Siri's always listening at home on your Apple device or your Android device. Things like this, we are connected into a bigger network, obviously, through the internet and through other things. How is the security level on the connections?
Yeah, I think as far as security is concerned, that all companies, including ourselves, would definitely deploy commercial grade security controls, right? And Habitat, we've taken it a step further to get ourselves certified for what we call the Data Protection Trust Mark. So I think as a company, or as companies in the smart technology industry, we're definitely very respectful of privacy. We're also very careful with security because that's also potentially a serious breach. For example, if someone gets through the door. So there are multiple technologies used and deployed to ensure that we reach a minimum level of security that's comfortable for the end user. So there's always a balance between being secure and being convenient, right? And this happens in every scenario. So it's really about striking that balance. And I think the other part of it is that consumers, we also exist on the spectrum. I could be quite happy to give out some information about myself just so I could get a more convenience from using an application, whereas you might not be as comfortable as I am.
I mean, this has always been the trade-off, right? Even with apps and other things, you know, you're giving a certain amount of your digital life away in return for something that's perceived as being more something that's going to make your life better in some way, right?
Yeah.
Talking with Franklin Tang, the CEO of Habitat, and Habitat is bringing Singapore into our smart living future by integrating your various smart and devices and building management systems. Let's talk a little bit about the outside the residential space. What can we do with smart integration in the commercial space or the office space?
Well, I think one of the immediate things that we think about is that the COVID-19 pandemic has really changed the way we live and we work, not just in Singapore but also globally.
Yeah.
And at our workplace today, yourselves, myself, facility managers, our safe management officers in our office have the added responsibility of now ensuring that safe management measures are adhered to, and especially also with contact tracing and all that, there are now new requirements. And we, and when going back into our workplace, are going to deal with all these other measures, and it's really going to change the way we interact with the workplace, safe distancing, etc. Now, the use of smart technology really allows buildings to quickly react to such changing circumstances while minimizing the inconvenience to users. So if you think about your user journey today, when you get back to the office, you've got to scan the QR code, take your temperature, file a safe entry, and potentially record all the visitor traffic in and out of your office. And I think in 2017, we had pioneered the use of this mobile app as an entry pass into commercial buildings and offices. And it's been taking on very well in the last couple of years. And having this platform is really timely. During, for example, the phase one of Circuit Breaker, we were able to use the app to quickly send critical alerts to everyone in the building. During phase two, right now, we're able to integrate safe entry temperature taking at turnstiles as you enter the building. So you walk into the office, you've got your mobile app, you scan your mobile app, and in there you've got your information for filing a safe entry automatically. You also have a thermal scanner that's mounted at the door that scans your temperature and submits it for you into an electronic record for your company. And that really is helpful for everyone to be more productive and also for you to reduce that friction in going to the office. You don't want to be doing 2-3 things just to enter the door, go to the washroom and come back and do this number of things again.
Yeah.
Or go out for lunch and come back and do these things. Yeah.
Very interesting. The Habitap is already in a number of commercial projects, as I understand it, like Duo, Marina One, cloud service working space, lots of different projects like this. How is it being used within these projects?
Well, I think one of the projects that's quite exciting for me is the Marina Bay Financial Center and One Raffles Quay mobile app called the By the Bay. And in this mobile app, the tenant community as well as all the visitors, they get to enjoy this integrated mobile app. And what does this app do? It acts as a digital access pass, allows them to get in and out of the building seamlessly. They also enjoy a lot of benefits of belonging to this community. And services in this app include a comprehensive list of events such as yoga, Pilates. You've got your F&B restaurants, your retail promotions, and everything that you need to do as a tenant for facilities management, like applying for your season parking or for filing a fraud report within the app, and that's all gone digital. It's a great way. It's really a great way to find out what's happening in the area, to stay engaged and to connect with others as part of that community.
Very interesting. Talking with Franklin Tang, the CEO of Habitap, an app that brings together all of your technology when it comes to smart devices and intelligent devices. Franklin, when you look at the future of how this goes, you know, there are a lot of sci-fi movies out there where you walk in the door, you say hello, which we can already do with Siri and with Google, Hello Google and all that. And then you tell them to prepare the dinner and they do that, and then they, you know, they're closing the drapes at the same time. They're turning on the TV, and they're asking you questions. And I mean, it's a very, very immersive experience. How far away are we from that in Singapore?
I think in Singapore, with our government, we've announced the Smart Nation Vision a couple of years back, and we've seen how the latest advancements in smart technology are quite quickly adapted to complement this Smart Nation Vision that we've got. And we are investing a lot to expand and advance this integration of smart technology into people's lives. But as to the extent of which we would see it happen, I think it's very individual. And I always believe that technology should be seamless. It should be may perhaps even being absent in your face, right? So you think about all that you've just said about being able to command the home, ask for advice. I think all those could already be achieved if we wanted to do it today. But we've noticed that people really don't want to have to interact with technology. We want to be able to use technology and benefit from it.
Yeah.
So the way I see it going is that we will eventually all have this technology running in the background, and it's just going to free up our time and give us time to spend with our family as well as our friend and our loved one. So I think technology's benefit is really to be able to empower you to have more time to spend on the things that really matter to you.
Franklin, final question, I think one that is important to many people, and that is cost. Because many of these devices, if you go to buy the individual devices and plug them in, they're quite expensive on an individual basis. Is there a low-cost option to making your HDB flat or your apartment or whatever a smart environment?
Well, I think that if you think about the cost of devices, and if you look at, of course, if you've got a home today and you want to start fitting out with smart devices, yes, there will be a conversion cost.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the cost of an item inherently between a smart and a non-smart item, so let's take an air conditioner unit as an example. Between a smart and a non-smart, you're talking about maybe $100 of difference.
Okay.
And that really is the true difference in having that smart technology. So converting from a smart non-smart to a smart home will take time, and it will take some budget. But there are always ways to go about it. There are tons of devices. I mean, if you get on the internet, you get onto Amazon, you're going to find a lot of devices that are relatively affordably priced. And this can be done over a period of time, right? So you don't have to convert your home immediately to what you call a fully smart home, but you could always adjust your home and your environment to your lifestyle.
Excellent. Franklin Tang, CEO of Habitap. We have to leave it there, but thanks for being with us on Money FM today.
Thank you, Glenn, for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.